Representative Sensenbrenner has been promising for some time to head up reauthorization of the Voting Rights Act. This week, he and Massachusetts Democratic Senator Ted Kennedy helped introduce reauthorization bills that may start moving soon on Capitol Hill. Sensenbrenner says one key provision would make sure that people who are not fluent in English get access to voting help and ballots in their first language. The suburban Milwaukee Republican has been in the news for his opposition to illegal immigration. But Sensenbrenner says legal immigrants deserve assistance.
And these people are United States citizens. They're not illegal immigrants, but they've gone through the process and they have been naturalized. And it seems to me that these people should not be confused because they don't have the proper instruction on how to vote that are ballots for the candidates of their choice.
A Democrat who's running against Sensenbrenner in this year's elections commends the incumbent for his work on the Voting Rights Act. But Brian Kennedy says Sensenbrenner should also use his clout with GOP lawmakers who want to require a photo ID to vote.
The photo ID bill that has been trying to get through the legislature, that's an area if Sensenbrenner really truly wants to make sure that everybody has a right to vote, then you know, we need to make sure that you know those people who don't drive have still the same right to show up at the polls and to have their vote counted.
Civil rights groups that support the Voting Rights Act worry that whatever passes could be challenged in court, and they say the U.S. Supreme Court in recent years has issued decisions that limit some people's rights at the polls. Chuck Wormbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.